Hey guys, this is The Rundown with Cade McKee, where we talk all things sports news. So it's December 31st, 2019, and today we're going to focus on the NBA. First, let's talk about Karl-Anthony Towns trade rumors. Now, to start the 2019-2020 season, Karl-Anthony Towns is putting up some good numbers. And currently, he plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Minnesota Timberwolves are 11-20, which isn't so good. Now, apparently, the Warriors are monitoring him. They need a key center because they don't have one right now. And Karl-Anthony Towns is a key center for Minnesota. And in my opinion, I don't think he's going to trade because he's really good with Minnesota. He's their key player. And if without him, Minnesota's just going to fall even worse, and that's not good. So, second, let's talk about LeBron says he can see himself passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now, to start the 2019-2020 season, LeBron is putting up outstanding numbers. He's averaging 36 points a game. Now, that's a lot of points per game, and currently, LeBron plays for the LA Lakers, and Kareem back then, he played for the Bucks and the Lakers. Now, Kareem is a great player. He dominated the paint back then. He was, like, outstanding. And in my opinion, I just don't see LeBron passing Kareem. But I think he can pass Karl Malone and get number two. He can be number two. But I just don't see him passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Because, put them up together, LeBron is a small forward and power forward. And Kareem is a center. Now, those are two different positions. And I just don't feel like LeBron's going to pass Kareem. Now, let's get into the Eastern Conference. So, Jaylen Brown was named the Eastern Conference Player of the Week, which Jaylen Brown currently plays for the Boston Celtics. The Celtics are doing good. And Jaylen Brown, after Kyrie Irving left them, the Celtics, Jaylen Brown has been one of their key players with Jason Tatum because they're still number two in the Eastern Conference. And I think Jaylen Brown deserves that. He deserves that award for being the Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Now let's move on to the Western Conference. So, Brandon Ingram was named the Western Conference Player of the Week. Now, Brandon Ingram plays for the New Orleans Pelicans, which the New Orleans Pelicans are not doing good. He used to play for the Lakers until Anthony Davis came. So, Brandon Ingram is a really good player. He's good in the paint. He's good outside the paint. And I really think he deserves that award. He has been doing good this whole season. And I think once the Pelicans get back Zion and they start working, I think next year they're going to be a really good team. Like, they're not going to be last like they are right now. So, thanks for listening, and I hope to see you next time. Bye.